So I had known from 2005 until 2010 that like I was going to become a freelance copywriter. And I even put in some time on the side working with clients, getting copywriting clients, etc. But I didn't really actually launch my copywriting business until, you know, 5 years after I discovered freelance copywriting, almost 5 years. And part of that was because I was able to score a pretty good job in marketing pretty early, where I was building my skills. But even then, I knew, and for years, I knew that I was ready to launch. And for maybe the last couple of years in the job, I knew I was ready. I knew I was ready, but I didn't do it. And I was not doing it. And then I made one really important decision. And within a couple months, I launched my copywriting business full time, went off on my own, and it really changed everything for me. And this actually speaks to a very important mindset that winners in copywriting and marketing, but winners across the board, share. And that's what I want to share with you in today's episode.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
So like I said, I discovered copywriting in 2005, early 2005, and then I got this marketing job, and I was there for 4 years or so, and for the last couple of years, it was like I had a foot out the door. Like I was ready to move on. But I wasn't doing it. And then in late 2009, I made this one decision that changed everything. I decided to invest in myself. I decided to like make a full-on commitment to myself that I'm going to make this investment and I'm going to make this, and here, the important part, I'm going to make this investment pay. I'm going to make this investment pay off. And so that was fall of 2009. And I invested in going to a big copywriting event. And then within 3 months and 3 days after getting home, I had fully launched my freelance copywriting business and career, right? Like I was out, I quit my job, and it was all about that investment. And in fact, when I made that investment, like today I make these investments all the time and I don't approach it with this level of like control and detail. But when I made that first investment, it was super uncomfortable. Like I'd bought books and stuff. I'd bought some programs, smaller investments, but then I made a big investment. I invested in going to a conference. I invested in travel. I invested in hotel. And so I created the spreadsheet of all the expenses that were associated with it. And I made a commitment to myself when I was making that investment that I'm going to make this pay off. I'm going to get copywriting work directly as a result of being at this event that's going to make this investment pay off. And it was this mindset of like investing in myself for the explicit purpose of creating a bigger future that was everything to me. And the funny thing, like there was a mirror experience that I had. So I wrote the sales letter for Titans of Direct Response. It was a big event in 2014. And when I was there, like in one of the passing periods between things, this big burly guy with a big dark beard and like a gigantic guy, he comes across the lobby of the hotel to me and he's like, are you Roy Furr? And I'm not going to be able to do the British accent, but he says, are you Roy Furr? Because I want to shake your hand. And he went on to tell me the story of how he'd actually read my sales letter for the Titans of Direct Response and he didn't have the money to go, but he showed it to his girlfriend. And at the time, he showed it to his girlfriend, and she said, let me get this straight. So you're telling me that you read a sales letter about writing sales letters to get people to buy things, and you want to respond to that and go there and buy whatever it is that they're trying to offer you? And he's like, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And he didn't have the money, like, and he's trying to justify the expense, just like I was trying to justify that first expense. in 2009 when I was ready to launch my copywriting career. And he did. And in fact, he actually put it on his American Express card. He put the transatlantic flight and the hotel and the actually much more expensive conference fee on his American Express card. And he made a commitment to himself. He said, before this bill comes due, I'm going to have earned the money to pay it off. And in fact, if I remember the details right, he actually, before he even left England, he had actually lined up all the work necessary, saying, hey, I'm going to Titans. He lined up all the work necessary to pay off the American Express bill before it became due, right? And he actually went on and he created a multiple six figures business. And his name is Dan Meredith. And you may know him for his Coffee with Dan Facebook group, or, you know, he was a fitness copywriter at that point. I don't know if he still does fitness copywriting, but it's this exact same mindset. He invested in himself with the intention of making it pay off. And it's absolutely huge. And like I said, all winners that I'm aware of share this mindset that, like, we don't just buy stuff, right? It's right around Christmas time right now. And a lot of people are buying a lot of stuff and they're spending a lot of money on possessions, on things, right? And things are great. Having possessions is great. Having a new TV, having, you know, this, that, or the other thing. It's all great. It's all awesome. Yes. And what's far more important is the experiences and what you're able to accomplish and, like, all this stuff that brings you internal fulfillment, not just, like, external whatever it is out here in the world, right? All that stuff that creates internal fulfillment, that's an investment versus things that you buy, which are just stuff that you surround yourself with. And so investing in yourself, and especially investing in your professional skills, it's such a huge thing. And people who become winners are regularly investing in themselves. Like I said, today I don't track it the same, and I'm sure that for Dan today he doesn't track it the same. But still, like, having this focus on, like, I'm going to invest in myself, and I'm going to invest in myself from the perspective of making it pay, even if I don't track it down to the last dollar anymore, that's what winners do. And so what about you? Like, this is not gambling. When you're not just putting money out there and hoping that it's going to come back or hoping you hit a payday. This is taking a calculated risk. Like, it is deciding, okay, I'm going to do this because I believe it can pay off, and I'm going to find a way to make it pay off. And so, like, Dan, he called it the Amex gamble, for American Express gamble, right? He put it on his credit card, gambling. It's not gambling, right? He took a calculated risk that if I go to this event, I'm going to be able to, like, form connections, etc., such that I'm going to be able to make this pay off. And he did. He made it pay off. He made a smart investment in himself. And, you know, the quote that I always think of in the context of this is Warren Buffett. Like, he says, by far the best investment you can make is in yourself. By far the best investment that you can make is in yourself. And that's what winners do. And in fact, he says the best investment that you can make is learning to communicate better, both in writing and in person. And he famously took an old Dale Carnegie course on how to, like, speak and have conversations and be an effective communicator. And he's speaking from experience here that he says honing that skill can increase your value by at least 50%. You can increase your value by at least 50% by being a better communicator in writing and in person. And it's the best investment that you can make in yourself. So Warren Buffett as an investor is valuable, but Warren Buffett as an investor who's able to communicate his ideas in writing, in person, in media, etc., he is far more valuable because that's how he's attracting money to himself so that he can invest it and grow it and grow his own net worth as a result. And so this is the mindset, right? It's about investing in yourself, growing your skills, growing your financially valuable skills, and making the calculated risk that, oh, sometimes this feels like a big investment. When I invested in my first copywriting conference, and when Dan came to Titans Direct Response and all of that, like, it can feel like a big investment. Usually it's most important when it does feel like a big investment, but then you find a way to make it pay off. And with that, I will say that if you are serious about investing in yourself as a copywriter, as a marketer, as a copywriter entrepreneur, I do offer lifetime access to BTMS Insiders. And normally I don't talk about it in my daily episodes, but the price is actually going up by $500 on January 1st, 2022, recording this in December 2021, I'm sorry. So the price is going up by $500. You pay one last payment, and you get access to everything for life. As of right now, there's not even any maintenance payments or anything. You're just paying one fee, and you're getting access to the entire BTMS Insiders training library for life. And I even, like, if you've bought training from me before, I even give you credit for past purchases. So I'm going to include a link with this episode where you can go check out that offer. You can pay directly if you haven't bought training before, but you're like ready to invest in yourself, ready to make this commitment, ready to take that next step. Also on that page, you'll find if you have ever made a purchase of BTMS Insiders training before or of any of my training, you can fill out a form to submit your information and we'll generate a custom quote for you that tells you how much credit you get for those past purchases. So if you're interested in making a big investment in yourself as a copywriter, marketer, or entrepreneur, then you can check out that link in the description and seriously consider, like, if you want to have access to all of my training, not just now, but like in the future, it's all in BTMS Insiders. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training, except for Netflix doesn't offer a lifetime subscription. This is a pretty rare opportunity. And frankly, it's as good of, like, you're paying the same amount as you pay a lot of people for just one training. So it's a huge, huge value that you get. So check out that link in the description. And no matter where you're doing it or who you're doing it with, I do strongly encourage you to invest in yourself in a way where you see a potential payoff and then go out there and do the work required to make it happen, because that's what winners do. That's the mindset that winners have, you know, all the way up to Warren Buffett. And frankly, everybody who he surrounds himself with has the same attitude, and they got there. They find themselves in the company of Warren Buffett. You find yourself in the company of winners because you do these activities that winners do. So I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Let me know in the comments with this episode, how valuable did you find this little lesson and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Also, let me know on a scale of 1 to 10, like, what? How would you score it, right? And then tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share this with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications, more exclusive content for email subscribers, and all the relevant links are in the description. So once again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that's what you got here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.